Okay, let's unpack this. So, if you're a developer, an engineer, or even just someone who has to share really detailed stuff for work, you know the feeling. That moment of dread.
Oh, absolutely. The universal agony of remote work.
You're deep into a debugging session, you're right there, the fix is in sight, and you hit share screen and, whatever corporate chat app you have to use, and then it all just,
Grinds to a halt. Time slows down. The code, which is the whole point of the meeting, it just turns into this blocky, low-res smear that's like 5 seconds behind your cursor. It's a total productivity killer.
It really is. And that's because these generalist tools, the ones built for, video calls and emoji reactions, they often fail completely when they have to handle high-density information like source code.
They just can't handle it.
No, they prioritize massive scale over performance in these niche cases. And that's exactly why we're doing a deep dive today into a specialized, almost surgical solution. It's called Srigo Server. And it's an open source project created for one reason, right? To get rid of that exact frustration, that low quality, high latency screen share.
Precisely.
So our mission today is to cut through some of the jargon you see with tools like this. We want you, the listener, to get a quick, solid understanding of what Skrigo is, why it works better than what you might be using now, and, how the tech behind it actually helps it do its job.
All without needing a PhD in computer science to follow along.
Exactly. We're keeping it accessible, keeping it practical. We're looking at how a really focused open source tool can, frankly, run circles around bloated corporate software for these critical
A
tasks.
great case study.
Now, before we get into the nuts and bolts, we really have to thank the supporter of this deep dive. This is all brought to you by SafeServer. They handle software hosting, and that includes complex open source infrastructure just like this, and they support your digital transformation. So if you're looking for reliable hosting that really keeps up with innovation, you can find more information at www.safeserver.de.
Thank you, SafeServer. Okay, so let's get back to that core frustration. The source material, the creator's own words, they were very clear about what sparked this.
Right. It was the failure of standard corporate tools. They even named names, like Microsoft Teams, where a stream would lag by several
Or
seconds.
the quality was just so poor you couldn't actually read the text, you couldn't read the code, which defeats the entire purpose of the call.
That distinction is so important. This wasn't built because the chat function was bad or something. It was built because the most fundamental collaboration feature sharing information clearly was broken.
Code is broken for that use case.
So Skrigo's goal is surgical. It's hyper-focused. Share the screen, make it high quality, and make the latency reliably low. That's it.
And the sources really stress that. This is an addition to your existing toolkit. It only handles screen sharing. It doesn't try to be your calendar or your chat client.
It does one thing, and it does it well.
And that focus is exactly where the performance comes from. I mean, think about it from a developer's point of view. You're pairing. You're debugging some tricky memory leak. You're in a state of flow. Even a quarter second of lag can just shatter that. You click, you wait, you click again, and suddenly you don't even know where you are anymore.
I think we should also stress why this is so different from, say, streaming a movie on Netflix.
Oh, that's a great point.
With a movie, a little bit of buffering is okay and some compression, some blurriness in the motion, your eye kind of forgives it. But code is different. It's high contrast text. Every single pixel matters.
Every character has to be perfectly clear.
What's fascinating here is that it needs both things at once. It needs low latency and high resolution. A lot of those other tools, they'll just pick one.
Right, they sacrifice resolution to save bandwidth, and suddenly your text is illegible. Or they go for quality, but introduce so much lag that you can't interact at all.
And Skrigo's promise is you can have both. It uses tech designed to get around all those old bottlenecks.
So if the corporate tools are the problem, the solution has to be a more direct path and more control for the user.
Okay, so let's get into the features that deliver that. On the surface, it seems really simple. We see things like multi-user screen share, which you obviously need for a team,
That's not negotiable, yeah.
and a super simple install. It mentions using Docker or just a single binary file.
And that simple install is a huge deal for developers. Docker, single binaries. That's the gold standard for getting something up and running fast. It means you don't have to fight with a million dependencies. You just run it and it works.
But the real magic, especially for performance, is what's happening underneath, right, in the tech stack.
Exactly.
Okay, so once you get past the easy install, you see some terms that can feel a bit intimidating for a beginner. Things like WebRTC, Turn Server, NAT traversal.
Yeah, that's where people's eyes can glaze over. Let's break it down.
Let's start with WebRTC. The documentation calls it the basis for secure transfer. What does that actually mean?
Okay, let's simplify. WebRTC, it stands for Web Real-Time Communication, is basically a set of rules that lets two web browsers talk directly to each other, securely.
Directly.
Think of your normal corporate tool, like trying to make a call through a giant overloaded switchboard operator. Every piece of data, your video, your audio, your screen, it goes from your computer up to the company's central server and then all the way back down to your colleague.
That sounds incredibly inefficient. A huge detour.
It is. WebRTC tries to cut out that middleman. It attempts to create a direct peer-to-peer connection right between your browser and your colleague's browser.
Ah, so it's like switching from sending a memo up three levels of management to just talking to the person at the next desk.
That's the perfect analogy. And that direct connection is just inherently faster. It cuts latency down immediately.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense for speed. But hang on, if it's going direct, what about security? That's listed as a key topic. If I'm sharing sensitive code from my machine to my colleagues, how do I know no one is listening in?
That's a crucial question. And Scrigo addresses it. Because WebRTC connections are always encrypted end-to-end. They use secure protocols. Mm-hmm. So even though the path is direct, the data stream itself is completely scrambled and protected.
Okay, so the encryption handles the security part. What about bandwidth? If I'm on my, you know, sometimes flaky home internet, isn't a direct connection going to crush my network?
Another great point. WebRTC is designed to be highly adaptive. It's constantly checking the available bandwidth and adjusting the stream on the fly. It might lower the resolution or the frame rate for a split second to maintain that low latency. It prioritizes responsiveness, which is the exact opposite of those heavy static corporate solutions.
So it's smart about it. And this all ties into those other keywords we saw, right? Privacy and self-hosted.
It absolutely does. Because you install Scrigo yourself, using that Docker container or single file, you are running and controlling the server. You are the host.
So the data isn't flowing through some third-party cloud service.
Exactly. You retain control. You're not subject to whatever monitoring policies your corporate IT department has on their own tools. For any developer handling sensitive IP, that control is a massive, massive appeal.
It's selling independence just as much as speed. Okay, let's tackle the one that always sounds the most complex.
Right.
The integrated turn server and NAT traversal.
Right.
If WebRTC is trying to go direct, point to point, what happens when the network basically says, nope, not allowed?
And that's the reality of most networks today, especially behind a corporate firewall or even just a complex home router. These networks use something called NAT network address translation. And these systems are often like big brick walls. They're designed to block the exact kind of spontaneous direct connections that WebRTC wants to make.
So the fastest route, the direct one, gets blocked.
A lot of the time, yeah. And that's where the turn server comes in. Stands for traversal, using relays around NAT.
A relay.
Exactly. Think of it as a helpful, reliable third party. If you and your colleague can't make that direct WebRTC connection because a firewall is in the way, the turn server acts as an intelligent relay. Your data goes through the turn server instead, which is positioned out in the open where both of you can reach it.
So the turn server is like a guide that says, okay, the direct bridge is out, but I know a tunnel we can use instead. It's the fallback plan.
It's the fail-safe that makes the connection reliable. And the fact that Scrigo has an integrated turn server is key. It means that the developer doesn't have to go set up some other complicated service or file a ticket with IT just to get it working.
It just works out of the box.
It just works. That reliability is what lets you build this into your actual workflow without worrying if it's going to connect this time.
That makes so much sense. All those pieces, WebRTC, self-hosting, the turn server, they all fit together to solve that one problem. Okay, now here's where it gets really interesting for me. The open source side of things. Scrigo isn't some proprietary black box. It's licensed under GPL 3.0.
And that open source nature is absolutely vital to its trustworthiness, especially for a tool that's handling potentially sensitive code.
Why is that?
Because a GPL 3.0 license means transparency. The code is public. Any developer in the world can go and audit it for security holes or backdoors. You get a level of trust there that you simply cannot get with a closed source enterprise product.
And we can actually see that trust reflected in the community metrics, right? If you look at the GitHub repository, this is not some hobby project that got thrown out there and forgotten.
Far from it. The stats really validate its maturity. I mean, it has 10,000 stars.
10,000, that's a huge number in the developer world.
It's a massive endorsement. It signals that this thing is genuinely useful to a lot of people, and it has nearly 700 forks, which shows that other developers are actively using and adapting it.
I also noticed it uses Semver for versioning, which is a small detail, but it shows a level of professionalism. The latest info we have points to version v1.1.0 from May of 2025. You see these stable numbered releases, and it tells you this is a dependable, maintained tool.
Absolutely. And if we peek under the hood at the languages, it's built primarily with Go and TypeScript.
A very modern stack.
Very. Go is at about 52.7%, and it's perfect for this kind of thing. It's fantastic at handling networking and lots of simultaneous connections without eating up all your server's resources.
And TypeScript on the front end at 46.5% gives you that robust, reliable web client.
Precisely. It's a solid modern foundation. Now, one interesting thing is the contributor count is 18.
Which is a good number,
But
but.
when you put it next to 10,000 stars, it tells you something. This is likely maintained by a very small, very dedicated, and probably a very high-caliber core team. The architecture is likely clean, but it's a specialized tool driven by a handful of experts.
That's a great insight. Okay, so to recap the key takeaways for you, the listener, Skrigo is this targeted, high-performance tool born from a very real, very acute frustration with corporate screen sharing.
It's built on modern secure tech like WebRTC. It gives you that crucial advantage of self-hosting for privacy and control.
And its value is proven by the community. Those 10,000 stars really do speak volumes.
Which I think raises an important question for anyone listening who's a professional developer or an engineer. How much is your collaboration time actually worth? Skrigo offers much better quality and control than the generic software you're probably using. For anyone whose job relies on sharing high-fidelity detail like source code, the time saved by avoiding just one of those frustrating, laggy debug sessions probably pays for the entire effort of setting it up.
So what does this all mean? I guess the next time you're stuck in a meeting and the shared code is a blurry mess and scrolling feels like you're watching a slideshow from 2002, just remember that specialized tools like this exist.
Tools built to solve that specific pain point.
Exactly. And the success of a tool like Skrigo, driven by fellow developers just trying to fix their own frustrations, should make you think about something deeper. If a core productivity task like screen sharing has to be fixed by the open source community, does that signal a fundamental failure of those massive proprietary enterprise tools to actually serve their most demanding users?
A provocative thought to end on. And as you explore these kinds of innovative solutions, remember that this deep dive was supported by SafeServer.
If you need support with software hosting or accelerating your own digital transformation, SafeServer is there to help make sure your infrastructure can meet your needs. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.